Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay. You?
I'm from
Where are
Scotland.
you from? Cool.
I've never done this before.
That's interesting.
This is strange, isn't it?
I'm in Washington State. What do you do?
Hi.
Take your clothes off, bitch.
You're very forward.
I said, take your fucking clothes off now.
I don't think I like you, random stranger. You're very rude.
Go fuck yourself.
Hi.
Hello. Who's this?
I'm a musician from Scotland.
Interesting. What kind of music?
Electronic. Tape loops, found sounds, samples of people's voices, that sort of thing.
I don't know what that means.
Never mind. Where are you from?
I like show tunes. What time is it in your country?
It's 15:26.
Taiwan.
Oh. Such a long way from here. What do you do in Taiwan?
I'm a student. I'm a student.
Cool. Here.
I study businesses. It helped me to meet other one.
Interesting. Are you looking for love?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Fun new friend.
It's nice.
You look for.
Connection.
Oh. You are a teenager. I am a teenager.
Actually, no. I'm 31.
Oh. 18.
What do you want to do with your life? What's your dream?
Just begin. I'm not pretty sure. I want to study abroad.
Where do you want to go?
America
I've always
or
wanted to
Europe.
go to Siberia.
Oh.
I know, it's pretty weird, isn't it? I have this dream of doing this Trans-Siberian Express someday.
You want to visit Asia?
I do. I'd like to go to Vietnam. I've heard it's very beautiful.
Oh. It's pretty close to Taiwan. Maybe you can visit Taiwan someday.
What's the best thing about Taiwan?
Food. But Taiwan is destroyed by typhoons so much.
I have to go now. Good luck with your studies. It was lovely speaking to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay. You.
Where are you?
In a bar in Edinburgh.
Me too. Which one? What are you wearing? What's your name? Hello? Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Molly. Where are you from? I'm from Scotland.
Funny. I knew a Molly once.
David?
Sorry, no, my name's not David. Who's David?
Someone I knew as well. Someone I sort of knew.
I'm from London. How do you mean, sort of?
I met him on Second Life. He was a friend. I'm so sorry. I should go.
You're not still friends.
I don't know. He's still there. But not there. His avatar is still there. It hasn't moved in weeks. He's just floating in the air. I guess he hasn't logged in. Maybe he's just busy. That happens sometimes.
And you thought he would be here?
Yes. It's ridiculous, isn't it? But I'm meeting other people here, so it's not so bad.
No, it's unlikely. But who knows? Do you really like him?
It's funny. Yes. We would talk for hours. We went for walks.
I've not been on Second Life. What's it like?
Odd. Like anywhere else. Just like real life.
But you can be anything you like, right? Anyone you like.
Well, theoretically. I decided to call myself Delia. Well, that was my second identity. My first was this big fat old guy called Bobby. Bobby. Well, I didn't want to be one of those high heel Barbies, you know, with the massive hair. So David decided that they were probably all men anyway. So Bobby was kind of the opposite of me. Delia is more...
Why Delia? After Delia Derbyshire?
Yes. Why would you have guessed that?
I'm a fan. She was an experimental musician in the 1960s and 70s.
She did the theme for Doctor Who.
Made the Doctor Who theme tune. Did wonderful things with tape loops and feedback. I love it when people make really beautiful music from completely electronic sounds. You know? If you like her, you'd
Ursula
like
Bogner.
Ursula Bogner. Have you heard...
Ursula Bogner doesn't exist.
Have you heard any of her work? You can Google her if you like.
Doesn't exist. Yes, but she's not real. She was just like Delia Derbyshire, but some German artist invented her. He made all the music himself. All the photos of her on the internet are really him, in a dress. David told me this story the first time we spoke.
But did you ever listen to it? The music is beautiful. That's the important thing.
Where did you say we were? David. This is you, isn't it? David. What happened to you? David? David.
What?
There are only 70 people online right now. I just spoke to David. Don't fucking mess with me. Is this David? David?
Hey, dude. How you doing? Hi. I'm from Arkansas.
Is it you, David? Sick, talk to me. Hello? My name's Delia.
I'm Matt. How are you?
Are you really called Matt? Because my name isn't really Delia.
I'm from Liverpool. Oh. Really?
No. It's Molly. I just call myself Delia when I'm online. Do you know who Delia Derbyshire is?
Oh. No, I don't. Is she a friend of yours?
She was a pioneering electronic musician in the 1970s. I loved her. But only a few people have heard of her, and she's dead now.
That's a shame.
No, I never knew her. So you've never heard of her, then?
I really am called Matt. I don't know much about electronic music. I like Snow Patrol. Do you like Snow Patrol?
I met someone when I was online, when I was Delia, a total music geek like me, just into all the same stuff. Do you think two strangers can meet and just connect instantly? What do you think, Matt? I guess not. That's okay. I fucking hate Snow Patrol. Twat. Hi. This is Delia. Who's this?
I'm Sally.
Hi, Sally. Have you ever been in love?
I'm from Bristol. I'm actually in love at the moment, sort of.
Really? Who with?
Oh, there's this really cute boy. He's actually sat across from me on his laptop just now, in the same cafe. I see him in here quite often. I keep thinking I'll end up talking to him on here.
Why did he not just go over and speak to him?
Shyness, I guess.
Is that why you're on here? Shyness.
I guess. It's easier to talk to people on here.
I know exactly what you mean. I don't think that's true, though. I think people are more likely to lie to you, Sally. They will lie. And then they'll leave you.
Wow. You sound really cynical. You shouldn't be so cynical. People are mostly nice.
Pardon me, Sally. But how the fuck would you know? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. You don't go. You seem really nice. Are you still there?
Yeah. Still here. It's cool. Do you want to talk about it?
Fuck it. Okay. There was this guy. I met him on Second Life, you know, the website. Well, I was being chatted up by a giant monkey. And he thought I'd call myself Delia after Delia Smith and was making all these stupid jokes about cooking. And I told him, no, it's not after the Nazi. It's after the pioneering electronic musician, Delia Derbyshire.
So your name's not really Delia, then?
And anyway, this other guy comes over. Well, this other avatar. No, I'm not really called Delia.
Oh, okay.
He says to the monkey, if you don't know who Delia Derbyshire is, then you know nothing worth knowing about this person. So get to fuck, banana balls. And that's how I met David. Except at first he told me his name was Ursula.
Why?
It's kind of a joke. Because Ursula Bogner is a bit like Delia Derbyshire, except she never existed. Someone made her up. So David used to say, well, what's the difference between Ursula and Delia? Really? To you? Because you'll never meet either of them. They're just sounds. Pictures. Music. Each one is as real to you as the other.
He sounds really pretentious.
No, he was lovely. He got me.
Wish I had someone like that.
We were into all the same stuff, same music, same books, same films, same jokes, you know? When you can meet someone who can finish your sentences for you, who seems to know what you're going to write before you even write it.
Did you meet up with him in real life?
No. We were in Second Life, you know? It seemed to be enough. We talked for hours and we went for long walks together on this amazing pink mountain and we kissed. We flew for miles.
What happened?
We arranged to meet on the pink mountain. He never showed up. He was just gone. And then I found his avatar. He was just floating, midair, up above the city, close to the sun, in this amazing, impossibly blue sky that someone had made. He's been there ever since, floating, still gone. At first, I'd check in every few hours, just to make sure, and each time he was still floating there. And I got to thinking that there are actually millions of corpses in that place, actually, just floating or sitting or standing in people's way. And never noticed them before. But now I see them all the time.
Life stuck on pause. Well, the person who created it is off being something else. Somewhere else. And I feel like the family of a coma victim. Are you still there?
Yeah. Still here. Just waiting on you. Do you not have any other way of contacting him?
No. Never even got to say goodbye.
Could have been hit by a car for all I know. Or he could have just left me. I've no way of knowing, and it's killing me, Sally.
Delia, you never actually met him. Could be married, for all you know. Maybe his wife found out he was dating some woman on Second Life.
No. He wouldn't lie to me. When you make a connection with someone, a real connection, you don't lie to them. You wouldn't lie to someone that you made a connection with, would you, Sally?
No. I guess not. I need to go now, I'm afraid. It was nice talking to you.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, Sally. Hi.
Hi. Is this Jenny?
Yes.
Really? I can't believe it. I've spoken to so many people. Most of them seem to be Americans. We got cut off. I didn't know how to find you.
Well, now you have.
Well, I said before, I didn't mean to scare you. I'm sorry if I came on a bit strong. I was just upset. I don't like thinking of you like that. You're better than that. You deserve better than that.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. I do.
I've been watching out for you for such a long time now. I never knew how to talk to you.
Well, now you're here. What is it that you want to say?
I love you, Jenny. I think you're amazing. You shouldn't be with that boy. I don't think that boy loves you.
No. I'm beginning to think the same thing.
Does he know how beautiful your shoulders look? How that top just hangs off you?
No. Don't think he does. What else do you like?
Oh, Jenny. I like lots of things. Your intelligence. Everyone else thinks you're this frivolous, pointless, happy person. Not many people think to look beneath the surface. Not many people would guess at what sadness lies below your smile. Your boyfriend. You think he does?
You know, I don't think he knows anything about me at all. What do you want from me? Do you just want to talk about music, or do you actually want me?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Yes, you do. Don't you want to know what I smell like? Don't you want to know how I taste? What it feels like to have me, to have my fingers stroke you, to feel my tongue on the small of your back. Well, don't you?
I don't know. You wouldn't. I've got spots on my back. I've had them for years.
I wouldn't mind. I just want to be touched.
Really? I suppose because you have things on your back. I saw them in your pictures. Oh, God. Oh, God. I never imagined when this all started that we'd actually get to this point. I just wanted to be a good Samaritan. You've got a new phone now. You had it with you yesterday when I saw you. You looked so... You never let anyone know. I wanted to come over. But you had a new phone, you see. You've probably been wondering where the old one had got to. The one I... You know, but I couldn't just... At that point, it was too late. I could tell you were upset. And your friend had left you outside that club and you'd had so much to drink. And she left you on your own. And I would have never done that to you. You need someone to look after you. To stop you losing things. Like your phone. I mean, anyone could have found it. I mean, you're lucky I picked it up because it could have been just anyone. All those pictures. You know, those pictures. I didn't mean to look at them. I wasn't going to look at them. I was just trying to find out, but you're so beautiful. Jenny. Are you still there?
Sorry. You need to forget this woman.
Jenny?
She's not for you. I'm sure you think you love her, but she's not for you. What's your favourite food? What music do you like?
Jenny? Who is this?
I'm a random stranger. What time is it where you are?